Welcome back. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Tobin Brinker.
And we are On the Brink, the morning show on KCAA, AM 1050, FM 106.5, and FM 102.3. I want to welcome back to the show Dr. Joanne Yanez. She is Executive Director for the Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges. Joanne Yanez is, in addition to that, she is the Chair of the Academic Collaborative for Integrative Health. She also serves on the Integrative Health Policy Consortium Education Committee. Weaving a passion for illness prevention into her professional life, Dr. Yanez's career has spanned advocacy, academia, patient care, and public health. And she joins us once a month to talk about issues related to health and naturopathic medicine. Dr. Yanez, welcome back.
Hi, good morning, and happy summer.
Happy summer, yeah. After this unseasonably cool weather that we've had, I mean, I wouldn't say cool, but it's been great. It's been spring-like. We now are into our summer temperatures.
We sure are.
So so tell us about, you know, food is medicine. And so, you know, what we eat really determines how healthy we are. And, you know, I hear from people who have lost a lot of weight that that what you put into your body is actually more important than the exercise that you do. Is that correct?
You know, there is such a real mix regarding each individual and what they need. But that old adage, you are what you eat, really does carry a lot of weight. No pun intended there. You know, I think that when, you know, when we're thinking about what we put in our bodies, and I've been having conversations over the last couple of days and editing documents around this, and we're going to have a webinar on food as medicine on August 9th, and so we've been talking quite a bit about that in our shop, you know, here at AANMC. But, you know, I think there really is something to what we're putting in our bodies and how we feel. And so many folks have been disconnected from food, from how it's made, from how it's processed, from what goes into it. You know, in prior, you know, 100 years ago, you knew where your food came from. You maybe killed it yourself. And so, you know, we have become very detached as a culture, as a society, from what we're eating, from where it comes from. And so, you know, I think that the more connected you can get to what you're eating and how you feel afterwards, you know, so many people go through, there was a phrase coined quite a bit back called mindless eating, where people just eat and they're not even thinking about what they're eating. They typically will consume more calories as a result of that. And so, you know, there's so much associated with being present, staying in tune and in touch with your body, and using food as a healing tool. Just yesterday, I was talking with a friend of mine, and her husband was experiencing some skin issues, and said that, you know, but it's really unusual because I shared a story of my own. I had a rash that kept popping up on my face, and for the longest time, I could not figure out why I had this rash. I was eating quote unquote healthy. You know, whole foods, soy milk, and, you know, whole grain cereal in the morning for breakfast and what have you. And I went on vacation to Puerto Rico, and I won't say that I threw my diet fully out the window, but 95% of it was out the window. And so, but the funny thing is, my face cleared up.
Huh.
And I went home, and I'm like, I don't get it. I was eating, you know, whatever I wanted and restaurant food and what have you. But I came home, and I started back on my quote-unquote healthy diet, and the rash came back.
Huh.
I said, okay, I got to figure this bad boy out. And so I started eliminating things from my diet, and lo and behold, my healthy soy milk was giving me the rash.
Really? So are you allergic to soy, or was there an additive in the milk that you think was an issue?
You know, I try to limit it now. You know, I may have the occasional edamame if I go out. But, you know, there are a couple factors at play with soy, and I just wasn't interested enough to try and find out which exactly it was. But it could have been an additive in the soy milk or the processing of creating soy milk. And it also could have been, you know, the soy itself, but my face is clear. That's what I care about.
Wow.
But this gentleman shared kind of a similar story. He's like, yeah, when I go back home to Central America, my skin clears up. I'm like, well, you know, why don't you, you know, it's easy and worth a shot rather than going down, you know, expensive medications and shampoos and all these sorts of things. Try an elimination and rotation diet. And I feel pretty confident that that will help shed some light on the cause of it. So many people who experience inflammatory issues, eczema, skin stuff, autoimmune stuff, will often find that their symptoms can be exacerbated by including certain things in their diet. And, you know, some of the most common offenders are caffeine and sugar and wheat and dairy. But there can be some weird ones for folks. I've had people who have been sensitive to tomatoes or peppers or garlic.
Huh.
And, you know, and identifying what those things are for you, because you're a unique biochemical experiment in your own body. Identifying those things for that individual can be life-changing. And I've seen patients with asthma, patients with arthritis, patients with different skin conditions or autoimmune conditions pretty much reverse their symptoms and their discomfort. GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease. You know, folks will pop a Tums that, you know, or some antacid or something, and that's managing the symptom, but it's not addressing the cause. And so, like, I feel like a broken record, because every time I come on here, I talk about treating the whole person and treating the root cause, but that's really the tenets of naturopathic medicine. That's what we're founded on. It's focus on the root of the issue. Don't just minimize symptoms and really get to the cause of it and hopefully help somebody live a longer, healthier life.
I think I would actually go into mourning if I couldn't have tomatoes and garlic.
You know, and you bring up a really important point. There's an emotional component to food. But, you know, and it can be a process for some of, okay, well, what is health worth to you?
Right.
And what is feeling good worth to you? And if you feel worse than you feel with the tomato and garlic in your diet, then, you know, it will be worth that change for some. So, you know, I think it's like quitting any addiction. You have to ask yourself, why would I put something into my body that doesn't make me feel good?
Absolutely. I was processing that.
Yeah, like, no. Oh. And oh my God, tomatoes, not my tomatoes. No, but you know, I think though that for, you know, for people you have to, and I've asked that question to countless patients over the years. Well, you know, what is your health worth to you? You know, ask yourself if now that we know that this hurts you, you're going to make a conscious decision at this point, and that's up to you. And you're grown up, you got your big boy pants on, so, you know, big girl pants on. So that's your decision to make at this point, but now you have information and you can use that to bring yourself in a direction of health or bring yourself in the opposite way.
So, and clearly, if that's the issue, you have to do it. And there's a lot of buzz right now about nightshades. There's a diet out there that, it's lectin, right? Lectin, that nightshades have the lectin, that some people cannot, that it's harmful for the body. Do you know anything about that?
So again, you know, we are our own unique biochemical experience. You know, some people can be sensitive to nightshades. There was some research on autoimmune diseases and arthritis with nightshades a number of years ago, and books on that. And again, I think I always fall back to my golden rule, which is the elimination and rotation diet, because nothing is as, you know, in some of the blood work, you know, allergy panels and so on may not always show foods that you're sensitive to or things that may produce a mild inflammation but not a full allergy. And so I think that ultimately when you eliminate foods, you know, either going on a water fast or, you know, a vegetable fast for a couple days and then gradually adding things in, you'll start to quickly identify what are the offending foods for you. And so, you know, over the course of a week or two of doing something like that, it can be very eye-opening for people of, wow, my rash came back, or wow, my joints hurt when I eat this. Or, wow, I get really sleepy and tired after I eat this. And, you know, and so I think that ultimately, you know, and journaling that and tracking it just like you would if it was a scientific experiment. But, you know, that is really the definitive gold standard for understanding how that individual body responds to food.
So we are about out of time. How do you, and I understand you're going to be doing a webinar on this topic, or you've already done a webinar. Let people know how they can watch that.
Yeah, we're hosting a webinar on August 9th. And so we, please join us at aanmc.org/events. You can check out all the events that we do. We also archive all of our past events. We had a webinar yesterday on naturopathic cancer approaches. And so there's always something new and fresh.